This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 399 for Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
And the birds.
And the birds.
Yeah.
Hopefully there will be no fire trucks today.
That'd be fun, though.
I know, right? Well, we had a dump truck out front. Yeah. Garbage truck. But anyway, we are here at the
In the backyard.
So, what's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
One wheel?
A tire.
The very first thing on our list to talk about...
We don't really have.
We don't have here because, shockingly, we got them in. They came in, we sold a couple, and we've got one on hold.
So, Namiki Emperor in vermilion.
Oh my God, what a gorgeous color.
And I love this pen. I really love this pen. You know why I love this pen?
Because you don't have one.
Well, I don't have one, and I don't want one.
Whoa. Say that again.
I have no interest in an Amiki Emperor.
What do you want?
We'll get to that later. But, and the reason being is it's an eyedropper only pen.
Oh, that's right.
I just don't do eyedropper, and that's a lot of ink.
Oh,
thank God. This pen is beautiful.
That vermilion is amazing.
And we had one in a couple weeks ago, and it sold in a couple days.
Yep.
We got two more.
Yes.
And one was for a local gentleman.
Yes.
And another one was a replacement for the one we sold a couple weeks ago. A fine medium nib. They come in fine medium, medium, and broad only.
Correct.
No fine. It sold in like 4 hours.
But the best part is we didn't expect these. We've had some of these on order for so long. We've pretty much forgotten
months,
about them.
Months.
And like most of the other distributors, Pilot is struggling to receive product in. I know in LA, like the ports mm-hmm. are backed up. And so they just showed up finally. They were unboxing this giant shipment and shipping everything out to retailers. And we did not have any idea this was showing up until it just arrived, which is awesome.
So no advance warning, but anyway, and we do have more coming. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in an Amiki Emperor in Vermilion, my suggestion is to put a back in stock notification in. We do have more coming.
Right.
So if that's something you're interested in, I don't have it here, obviously, because we sold the ones that we had, but what a beautiful pen. Arushi lacquer, vermilion, it's tough to beat that big 50 nib.
It's such a gorgeous color.
And the nibs are not marked 50 anymore. So sometimes people who aren't aware of the older Emperors that actually had the 50 marking on them, we call them a number 50 nib. They don't say it on there. So we have had collectors who will buy both variants. But anyway, Emperor Vermilion.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm not interested. I told you I'm not interested. I won't ever buy
one. Got it on here twice.
If I get one for free, I'll take one. But
no.
Anyway. If you're interested in the Emperor Vermilion, just shoot us an email, sign up for back in stock, and we'll get you on the waiting list.
So, awesome.
Next up to something we actually do have.
Oh, I'm excited.
Are you?
That's
a good looking
pen. This is pretty.
I like
these.
These
are way too big for me,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, so my birthday is coming up,
it
by
is.
The way.
So I'll make sure not to get this pen for you.
Yeah, but you're going to have to think about something.
The Visconti Opera Master Savannah.
Savannah, this is gorgeous.
Limited edition, 888 pieces. Which is a very nice number.
This is really pretty.
In this, what is that? Kind of, would you call that a honey?
I'd call it
a honey and a brown kind of white swirl.
Yep, amber, honey, caramel.
Mm.
But absolutely. They do such a good job with their colors. It's got depth. Just really interesting.
The insert in the clip is beautiful. This light yellow lacquer that's in there, it really stands out. They're doing a much nicer job of the clips these days than, you know, 5-10 years ago. There was some drama about the clips, but they're doing a different method now, and this yellow is just gorgeous.
Really a nice accent.
Hook safe lock, power filler, of course my pen compatible, but limited edition, and there are 888 of these pieces. This one happens to be number 39. Talk about the nibs real quick. These are in-house 18 karat gold, rhodium plated. They've got that beautiful old design on there, flourish design.
So this is the newest color in the Pelican Edelstein inks. This is the Golden Barrel. And
Ink of the Year.
Ink of the Year. And the interesting thing is that Pelican, this is their first shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's both gold and silver. It's gorgeous. And I'm not a big shimmer girl.
That's really.
I may have to put this in something.
It's really luscious. It's. I use that when you shake it up. It just really looks.
Look at you.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And they put a gold cap on it, which is a little different this year.
Yes.
Which is, I think, a really nice touch. But just look how that
just
swirls.
Really, really pretty.
I would get one of these just so I could shake it up once in a while, and then just watch it swirl around. I mean, that's just.
Shouldn't you be working?
Well, you know, I have it on. It's me like a stress reliever thing, and you just watch it do its thing. It's just mesmerizing.
Really, really pretty, pretty color. Right now, we are having a promotion while supplies last. If you buy one of the Lamy Safaris in the aquamarine, the violet, or the mango, you get this adorbs little bottle.
Adorbs.
Adorbs, yeah.
Adorbs,
adorbs
okay.
Little bottle of 30 mil blue ink. So it's the same style as the regular size. There is no blotter paper.
But it has that little base.
But it has the little base. So
like
30
purple.
Mil. Don't you already have like a couple?
I have one Lamy All-Star.
Okay.
It's the blue tester. This violet's nice. They match the clip, match the trim.
Right.
Or the color. And I like the violet is nice.
I like that it's slightly textured. It's not shiny like the shiny red or the shiny black.
Yeah.
So anyway, right now, if you buy one of the mango, violet, or aquamarine, you do get a free, you don't have to add anything to the cart.
We'll
just toss it in there for you while supplies last. A free bottle of the Lamy Blue. That's your only color option.
Yep. These are not going to be around forever. These will probably be discontinued at year's end. So.
Cool.
If you're interested, we've got them in pretty much any nib size, extra fine, fine, medium, broad, or left hand. The Lamy 2000 limited edition brown. There are 3,300 pieces worldwide, 60 in the United States.
Wait, 60.
60, yes.
60.
Okay. We are officially
sold out.
Sold out. We will not be getting any more. We actually got one more allocated to us last week, but that has since sold. So if you are looking for the Lamy 2000, we are out. They have not arrived yet. They should be coming soon. But we are all out. We cannot get any more. But while we're talking about anniversary pens.
Okay. Oh, God.
Sailor 110th anniversary, the Kurogane. The black and the Shirogane, the sterling silver.
And this is one you want.
This is one I want. These are coming soon. Now, they were supposed to be shipped from Japan, I believe, last week. So they are on the way to the United States.
Okay.
We have a...
So they're going to arrive in time for my birthday. You're going to get a present for my birthday.
Well, shouldn't I?
No.
Shouldn't I?
No.
These are coming.
Okay.
If you missed out on the Lamy, if you're interested in the Sailor, I realize those two groups may not be combined, do sign up. We right now have quite a few back in stocks for them, but as history dictates, usually half of those people that sign up don't actually buy. So we're getting a decent allocation, but... I think they will go fast. It's really such a unique,
really
a unique pen.
Shockingly, so far from what Sailor normally does. And I got to tell you, all you other companies, this is what you need to do. When you're having an anniversary, make it different.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with the Lamy 2000 this year in the brown. A couple years ago, I just didn't think that the
Bauhaus?
No, that was
the
blue.
The black amber?
The black amber, really a lot of people I think were disappointed because it looked like the stainless with kind of a wash over it.
Yeah.
but it was exactly the same pen.
Yeah.
This is so different from what Sailor normally does that it truly is worthy of of an anniversary.
It doesn't look like any other
edition.
Pen. They've never made a pen like this ever.
Yeah.
And who knows, they may never make this particular style again, and that is what I like about it.
Yep. Just so different, and that's a big step, especially for a Japanese company to just go so far outside their comfort zone. It's really impressive.
Well, and I like to be able to talk about, you know, Sailor comes up with a lot of editions, but you know, it gets a little difficult to try to convince people that, okay, well, it's another, yes, it's a 1911 large, just like the other one you have.
It's just a different color.
Just a different color program. So this is, I really think this is going to be pretty fantastic.
Yes.
I do believe we actually have the sterling silver with the broad. All the pieces we have are allocated on the sterling. Come in, correct me if I'm wrong, fine, medium, fine, broad.
There's a quiz.
Fine, medium, and broad. Four nibs only. Special nib, two-tone nib. It's 21 karat. It is a full size. It is not a King of Pen sized pen. It is not a King of Pen sized nib.
Okay.
So make that very important. Just because it's an anniversary does not mean it's a King of Pen.
Right.
It's a full size nib. It sports the new Sailor logo that they've been putting out in the last year. On the top, it's got the integrated roll stop. Really fantastic pen.
Great.
They are coming soon. The Sailor Sunset Over the Ocean. Pro Gear, you got big and small. This comes in a Pro Gear size only. So Pro Gear Slim.
Pro Gear Style.
Yes, yes. Pro Gear Slim, a full size Pro Gear, and the King of Pen.
Now, you just said Sailor, you know, it's hard to convince people that it's, you know, yet another of the same design. They have been doing some in here. You can have that one.
Oh, thank you.
They have been doing some interesting things that I really do find impressive. Colored ends, which is normally something
kind of a Sailor trademark at this point.
At this point, but it was often in the Japanese only pens.
Mm-hmm.
All the little runs of 20 and 50 for little shops in Japan, and so now the U.S. is getting some interesting things like this. The Too Hot Habanero had the little
chili pepper.
And so it's nice to see that the U.S. is getting some, not better, but more fun details.
Now, this is interesting. This pen is growing on me, the color scheme, you know, red and blue. The red and blue is sometimes difficult to put together. But the blue barrel has little, very small silver particles.
Oh, it's sparkly.
Yes. And those particles do extend, and this is what I like about this pen, they do extend to the transparent ends. So if you look, you can see the little sparkly pieces.
And the section,
on the end. Yeah, of course, on the section, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very subtle. It's not very loud. If that regard,
it's not glittery.
Yeah,
but yeah, it does have sparkle. That is pretty cool. I love a good sparkle.
All rhodium trim. They come in all seven nib sizes, in the slim and the full size, extra fine, medium broad, zoom and music, and King of Pen come in medium and broad.
Yep. So nicely done.
Yeah.
So yes, it is another Pro Gear model, but definitely some different accents this time around,
like that,
and I like it.
I like that it's a little darker, but then it has just a little small pop of color.
Yep.
You know, it's not too...
And sparkle. Who doesn't like sparkle?
It's a very, very subdued sparkle.
Yes.
But anyway, Sailor Sunset Over the Ocean, that is now in stock.
So the two newest colors in the Sailor 50 States series, we have Idaho and Washington. Idaho is a kind of a potato brown.
Sorry.
It is kind of a potato brown. And Washington is a really pretty green. So I'm impressed with how quickly they keep churning out new colors.
Yeah. Every couple months.
Yep.
And that's the plan too. They're planning on bringing out a couple every few months, so until we get all 50. So
I want to see Washington. I want to see Wisconsin.
I want to see Wisconsin. We're talking to you, Latoya. We want a good color.
Don, come
Wisconsin.
On, help us out.
What a nice green for the Green Bay Packers.
As long as you can't say that it's because of that.
For the, you know, for the sports team. Well, they did it for New York, you know.
Well, that's true.
Blue for, you know.
Right.
So, anyway,
not yellow for cheddar cheese.
Two new Sailor 50 States, Inc., Idaho and Washington are in right now. So
not that anybody asks for our opinion, but
nobody
you know.
Asks for our opinion ever.
All right. More ink.
So, all right. Can you name all these off?
Maybe.
So this is new from Monteverde.
They have
the jungle ink series colors.
All right. So turtle is you know, I was afraid when I saw the bottle that it was going to be too light, but it's actually a really pretty turquoise. So I
turtle,
have
turquoise.
Turtle and zebra.
Okay. And zebra's what, white and black?
I don't know.
I have everything right here.
Oh, look, it's on the side.
It's on the
I
side.
I can cheat.
You can cheat. Is the color on the side?
No.
No.
Zebra
is blue-black.
Yes.
I'll help
zebra,
you out with
that one. Turtle, lion, crocodile. I don't know. Hippo.
Hippo. Okay, so why don't we just go down the list. So toucan is black.
Yes. Which really kind of bothers me. Shouldn't it be like bright? So anyway.
Elephant is violet.
They didn't ask me either.
I've never seen a violet elephant, but I'm looking forward to my my time on the National Geographic Channel. Giraffe is a dusty red. Zebra blue black. Chameleon is purple.
Okay.
Hippo is blue.
Okay.
Crocodile is green. Okay, yep. I get that one. Turtle is turquoise.
Yes.
Lion is yellow.
Okay.
And gorilla is burgundy. So I mean, I could maybe see a couple of those.
Okay.
Interesting. They have fun little characters on
boxes.
They're fun little.
You know, Monteverde does a great job with the packaging.
Yep. And these are
your
the standard
little
20 mil, 30 mil
30
bottles.
30 mil bottles.
Yep.
Cute which I think is a really good size.
Yeah, yeah. It's not too big. It makes the cost of the bottle small. It's a low investment. If you decide you don't want to sample, oh, I'll try it anyway. It's got a cute box, you know. And it doesn't work out for you. You're not into it for very long, and you know, it's small. Next up.
Okay, Diplomat.
Diplomat. So this is a little unusual, a little bit different. Give you that one. That one looks kind of cool, okay. Actually. So Diplomat has a bunch of new colors.
Inks, 15? 12 or 15?
These are 30 mil bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Made in Germany.
Like 12 or 15 colors.
Oh, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Carry the one.
16, if my math is right. So these come in caramel, burgundy, orange, moss green, deep blue. You've got Caribbean, which looks nice. Pine tree looks nice. Lilac, deep green, orchid, purple, red, royal blue, black, and sepia black. I think I got them all.
Okay.
There's also, yeah, burgundy and caramel are the two new ones. But your standard, it looks like the old the 4001.
Yep.
Small 4001 bottles. And interestingly enough, it's made by a company called Octopus Fluids.
I know, I like that.
Which is kind of cute. In Germany, and they make a lot of inks. So, new Diplomat inks, some of those look very promising.
Yes.
Nice smaller bottle again. You don't have to worry about...
If you're a little phobic about commitment when it comes to ink, I'm in agreement. And I think that a smaller bottle is a good idea.
So, a bunch of new ink this week.
Yes. We have two big announcements.
Crap, I only know what one of them is.
Well, next week, we're back after several weeks off, and then next week we are going to take a break from podcasting because we are going on vacation.
It hasn't been canceled yet, so no. which is kind of how we roll sometimes.
This is full accountability here. Brian and I have never actually taken a real vacation. We've called things vacations. We've gone to Chicago and, you know, we've gone to the Art Institute, but we've also worked most of the time. And even when we took a break and we went to Door County a couple years ago,
we worked. We said, okay, we're going to stop working at noon. meant we got up at 7:30 and worked from 8 until noon.
And after that, until the owner of the B&B we were staying at said, okay, you said noon, it's like 1:30, you need to leave now.
He literally kicked us out every day. So
I miss them. We should go see them. So we are going on vacation. We are going to New Orleans. We will be gone from Saturday the 10th until Friday the 16th. So if any of you out there, we have a pretty big list of things we want to do. Mm-hmm. Most of your standard tourist things. We have a list of places we want to go to eat. But if you are in New Orleans or have been in New Orleans, Brian is a huge Eggs Benedict fan.
Oh, yeah.
So for breakfast,
every day
we are going to try a different place that has supposedly really good Eggs Benedict every morning. But leave a comment and make recommendations. You know, we're going to hit up the Garden District. We're going to hit up the French Market. We're going to hit up the flea market. We're going to hit up all your standard shopping and your... Brian's looking for a hat.
I'm going to buy a hat.
Yep.
But I'm looking... I'd like to know where the real small... I mean, it's easy to Google. You can, you know, Google where to get food or whatever. But, you know, sometimes there's always the little hidden shops.
Yep.
And, you know, the antique stores and the little places. Now, don't give me your favorite pen picking place if you don't want me to go there and buy all the pens, but.
I don't want you to go there and buy all the pens.
I know.
But if you are really familiar with the area or you live there, definitely, if there's anything you think we can't miss, definitely leave a note for us.
I have a feeling it's gonna be a very busy week that we're there, so.
Yes.
But looking forward to it. We will limit our work time to, I'm going to say an hour a day.
An hour in the morning. Yep.
But so anyway, that's going on next week. So mm-hmm. we will have no podcast. We're going to draw this out for a long time before we hit podcast number 400,
yeah.
Which is the next one. But so anyway, what's the second announcement?
Second announcement is that our Chicago store.
Ooh, that's a big announcement.
Will reopen.
We need to have like a big. Sorry, I interrupted.
In October.
Excited.
We've signed the lease for our apartment, and I will be going back down to reopen the store. And so that'll be mid-September. And then we will open, we are not going to open, this is shocking for us. We are not going to open the store and move into the apartment in the same 2 days. We've just decided that's just too much. That's how we used to roll. It's just...
So it's
too much.
It's it is happening right around the Chicago Pen Show. Our plan is to be open that at least that Monday after the Chicago Pen Show, because we are tentatively having
having an event.
We're having an event at the store.
Yes.
So no date set in stone yet. We may have a soft open if we get things ready end of September,
yes.
But definitely October. A long time in the making.
The hotel just reopened. It is not even at half capacity. They haven't even opened half the rooms. I actually went down.
You were there yesterday.
On Monday.
Yep.
And not that many people there. The Loop was pretty empty. The hotel was pretty empty. Very few other stores are open at the moment, and I think everybody's doing what we're doing and just waiting a little bit.
Kind of waiting a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll be a slow rollout for the Loop, mm-hmm. I suspect.
But we will be reopening, and
it's gonna be exciting.
Late September, early October.
It's going to be exciting. We get back in and
I'll get back in, and you're going to go to your favorite restaurant here and eat there every day, I guess.
Yes, yes. Well, I have gift certificates.
You
so
can cook, you know.
I know, I can. Can, want to. So anyway, Chicago, that's exciting. Stay tuned for more updates on that.
You're looking forward to me being gone?
I am not looking forward to you being gone, but I am looking forward to the store being open.
Yes.
And inventory will be kind of a slow roll there, I suspect. We've been kind of pre-buying for a while. We've been planning this for a few months now.
A couple months.
You know, it'll be, just be patient with us and... You know, we'll have everything we need to have there in short order. Definitely by Christmas, I would suspect.
Oh, long before.
Long before that.
Okay. It'll be good.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper. Make sure to follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff.
I'm done.
She's done. Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Don't forget, we do have a store in Chicago, and we will be reopening in October.
Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and we will be open 7 days a week.
Easy for you to say.
You can check out Chicago's website, chicago.andersonpens.com. Like this video and subscribe to the channel, and we will see you next time.
Bye.